I'm Walt Lindelow with another look at what's going on in our community. The Eagle Mine is hosting a series of community forums in the area over the next couple of weeks. We had a chance to find out more from Megan Morrison. She's the community's coordinator with the Eagle Mine.
Starting next week, we'll have our round of community forums. So we just want to invite the community to come out and learn about our first year in production. And just share some of the successes and challenges of opening the only primary nickel mine in the United States.
What is the schedule? What have you got coming up?
All right. So the first one is on Monday, November 2nd at the Michigami Township Hall from 5:30 to 7. The next one is Tuesday, November 3rd at our Eagle Mine Information Center, downtown Marquette, from 5:30 to 7. And then the next two are the following week, Monday, November 9th at the Humboldt Township Hall from 5 to 6:30. And then the last one is on Wednesday, November 11th at the Thunder Bay Inn in Big Bay from 5:30 to 7.
You've been doing these as an organization, as a company for a while to be out there to meet with people and talk with them. Obviously, there's been a good response. What are some of the things that that you do talk about at these particular get-togethers?
Well, the five topics that we really talk about is what the community has told us are important to them from our focus groups that we've held. So we're going to talk about our safety statistics over the last year, our first full year in operations, our environmental performance, our local hire percentage, which is 80%, by the way, of UPERS. I'm included in that number, if you couldn't tell by my accent. Community development and our communication and community engagement. And then it's just, we'll also be doing our scorecard, which is an opportunity for the community to rate our performance and just tell us where they think we can improve.
It seems like this has been an important part of the operating philosophy of the company. Why do you feel it's important to do these things and have people come out?
Well, it's just part of our mission to be a socially responsible company. So we need to be open and transparent with the community. We're really an open book. We have our tours. We want to report everything that's going on there. There's no secrets.
Megan, one of the things also with the mine is that with the information center you have downtown, that's available for folks to come and find out more about what's going on. And you've got tours, which probably are wrapping up here as we're getting into the wintertime. But with the information center in particular, what can folks find out there and when is it open and where is it located?
Oh, all right. Yeah, so that's where I normally work out of downtown Marquette. So come on and see me. I love to have visitors. So our hours there are Tuesday through Friday from 10 until 5. So we have some cool displays there about our we have a little underground mine display with a video set up, a mill display. You can press some buttons, light some things up. It's pretty cool. And then lots of different core samples, some stuff for the kids. There's a sandbox that the kids love to play in, so come on down.
And tours have also been very popular. I'm sure that schedule is, you know, we're getting into winter months now. It's probably wrapping up, but I know you do tours, and you've got options there of not only possibly touring the mine site, but the mill site as well. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so our tours did just wrap up. We'll run the tours again next year from June until the middle of October. And this year was the first year we added tours of the mill. So they're really popular. There are so many folks from the Michigami Republic Champion area that worked there previously that wanted to come check it out, see how things have changed. But those have been great. We took over on the public tours alone. There was about 650 people we took through this summer, and then some other tours. We've done about 250 in addition to that.
And the thing that I heard also is I've had an opportunity to tour the mine facility itself. I have not had a chance to get out to the mill yet, but it sounds like the mill tour is actually almost maybe a bit more popular. At least people are a little bit more interested because they find that there's actually more above ground stuff going on at the mill than there is at the mine site.
Yeah, the mill tours are great because you actually get to go inside of the mill building. You can see the ball mills. You can hear the ore being ground up, see the flotation cells and the nickel and copper separating from the other minerals. So it's really cool. You get to really see a lot more.
Now, part of what you do with the Eagle Mine is have these community forums. You say, join the conversation. Tell us what's happening again, when, and where.
All right. So our first round starts next week. Monday, November 2nd is the first one at Michigami Township Hall from 5:30 to 7. The next one is Tuesday, November 3rd at our Information Center, downtown Marquette, from 5:30 to 7. Then the following week, Monday, November 9th, at the Humboldt Township Hall from 5 to 6:30. And then Wednesday, November 11th, at the Thunder Bay Inn in Big Bay from 5:30 to 7.
And what are some of the key things that you'll be talking about at it?
We're just going to, you know, this is our first full year in operation, so we want to talk about some of the successes and challenges with opening the only primary nickel mine in the United States in a depressed nickel market. And we're going to also be doing our community scorecard. It gives the community a chance to rate on the five areas that they said were important to them. So safety, our environmental performance, our local hire, community development, and our communication and engagement.
That's the comments of Megan Morrison, the Communities Coordinator with Eagle Mine. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.